This ASAP podcast on strength training for basketball with South Carolina Gamecocks coach Scott Greenewalt is brought to you by Team Builder, the online strength and conditioning platform for coaches and their athletes. This is Ed Sicali with Athletic Strength and Power Podcasts. Today I'm back in Columbia, South Carolina, back at the home of the South Carolina Gamecocks basketball squad, and I'm with the head strength and conditioning coach Scott Greenewalt. Scott, welcome back to our podcast.
Thanks, Ed. Thanks for having me. Welcome back to Columbia, and you guys are always welcome and always have a good time when you guys stop in and grab something to eat.
Scott, you guys are coming off one of your best seasons ever in the history of South Carolina basketball.
Yeah, we're really fortunate to have a great season and won 25 games, which is the most in school history, and did it with a bunch of guys that are trying to help us build this program here and continue to lead the new guys as they come in and you know, establish what we're trying to do and win games along the way.
As a testament to what we've seen here, ASAP is visiting your program today, and one of the things that caught us as a real pleasant surprise was one of your former players came in today and gushed about what you had meant to him. He's leaving now. He's going back home and going to try to make it in some European basketball and things like that. But that was the answer right there, and obviously that meant a lot to you.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's what this is. This is coaching. That's the profession we're in, and coaching means a lot. I mean, it's touching young people's lives and you know, showing them a path and helping them get to where they want to be and helping them grow is not only as an athlete but as a young man. And we take pride in that with our staff. We endure and try to keep players, and try to get them to where they want to be in their career. It's whether they want to play basketball afterwards or, they want to run a business or a hotel or whatever they went to school for, we want to help them do that.
Once again, for our listeners, I'm with the head strength and conditioning coach, Scott Greenewalt, from the University of South Carolina Gamecocks. And Scott, before you got to South Carolina, you had a few other stops, and we know you were in Cincinnati, but you've been in other places too.
Yeah, absolutely. I got my start, and I was lucky to get my foot in this profession, University of Cincinnati, and got to work with a lot of different teams and coaches and a lot of different players and whatnot, and took my adventures out to Kansas State University, where I went with Bob Huggins, who kind of said, hey, I want you to help me out with these basketball guys, and got away from football and stuck with basketball, and then was there for 6 years, and then made this stop here in Columbia.
What's going on this summer? I know you've got your guys all summer and everything. Where are we in the total scope of things at this point?
Sure, we're just starting our summer two. Our summer one was about 4.5 weeks. Summer two will be the same. Our guys with me are lifting 4 days a week, doing an upper lower split. Wednesdays is set aside just for a team practice, and we'll do some conditioning as needed in between different guys with different needs and whatnot. We're focused on getting these guys stronger and getting them ready for this season.
A lot of guys are really featuring the upper back and the traps and the rhomboids. How do you attack that?
We do a lot of push-pull stuff, mm-hmm. which, if we do a bench press, we'll immediately get to a row. And, we work that upper back stuff with a lot of different ways, whether it's seated row, dumbbell row, bent over row, chin-ups, pull-ups, pull-downs. We put a strong emphasis on that. You know, we do a lot of manual stuff too, manual rear delt, stuff like that.
Coach, for your basketball guys, for a basketball player, how many times do you really go after the leg work during a week?
Right now we're going twice a week, hitting their lower body. As we get into preseason, we'll stay the same with twice a week. In season then, as we get into conference play, we'll back that down to once a week.
Mm-hmm. And you're doing do you do front squats and things like that, or what are some of the things off the rack that you do?
Absolutely. We do a front squat. We'll do an RDL. We definitely do some hip pressing and leg pressing, some different things off the pitch shark or a belt squat, a lot of lunges, ad and adductors, groin and outer hip. We also put an emphasis on the ankle, doing different types of calf raises or whatnot, or band work or manual ankle, stuff like that.
Have you seen a lot of changes in some of the younger freshmen that you've got coming in already?
Yeah, absolutely. You sometimes get a comment as well. You know, you're your freshman kid looks skinny. Well, he's supposed to look skinny. He's a freshman, you know. And yeah. And it takes some time. It takes some time. But, you know, they make most of their gains here. That's why it's important to get these freshmen here on campus in the summer, because I can get my hands on them as opposed to them coming in the fall when they're hit, you know, with a lot of different things. So I can work with these guys for 8.5 weeks in the summer and really kind of build a relationship with these kids and kind of get to know where they want to be physically and where I want them to be.
You know, about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, the NCAA finally backed off on, you know, all the food stuff and allowed a lot more with what you guys can do food-wise and nutrition-wise. And how do you guys handle that here with your basketball squad?
Yeah, absolutely. That's you know, if a kid needs to gain 10 or 15 pounds and he's not eating, we're going to have some problems. So we use that rule, the NCAA rule, to a full effect, and we provide these guys with a lot of nutritional shakes, snacks like peanut butter and jelly, cereals, beef jerky, bagels, yogurts, the whole nine yards. They have that access to that 24/7 in their locker room, or our fueling station is at. We also have a very good training table that's on our campus that our kids can eat at for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know, we just try to pack on the food and pack on some pounds.
So if I was a young freshman coming in and I just got here back in June, you know, how many pounds do you think I would have packed on by now? 5, 10?
I think every kid's a little bit different. I'll use an example. We have one freshman that's gained 15 pounds already. We have one freshman that's gained 3 pounds. So, you know, it's. I think, you know, genetics is a big part of it, and also, you know, we got one kid that has to actually lose weight. So, you know, we might have to go the other way with that. So, I think every kid's a little bit different.
What you've discussed so far, you know, talking about working with players and finding out individual things about them and things like that. And then, of course, when I saw a former player one of your former players come in today and really thankful and grateful for all the work that you helped him do. Obviously, this culture here, you try to develop a culture. What does what goes into developing a culture of a basketball squad? What are some of the things?
You know, I think you have to define what culture really is. And I'll say this: with Frank Martin, our head coach, he's our philosophy. He is a demanding coach, which is a great guy. Not only is a great coach, but he's a great man. He sets the tone on where he wants his program to be, not so much in the weight room, but or X's and O's. He wants to make sure that the attitude, the work ethic, all right, that's what he wants set in that weight room. And then that leads to him being able to coach on that court.
I believe you're still hammering the weights too, obviously. How many times a week do you go?
I try to do, you know, the same workouts that our guys do. I might do a few different things, but you know, I try to stick with that. That way, you know, I can always let them know that I'm stronger.
Yeah, you hit that rope pulling device in there. That's a pretty cool thing too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a little toy. Again, you know, it's a tool. You know, everything we use is a tool. I'm not particular what tools they are. Just I'm particular how we use them.
And then a potential move with a new place to put your tools down the road, maybe a year from now.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something that we're very excited about. We'll get a new practice facility. A new weight room, new locker rooms, you know, training rooms, offices, the whole nine yards. And then we're just trying to keep up with everybody else in the country and give our student athletes just maybe a possible edge.
Okay. Well, Coach, appreciate your time and taking time out of your day to join us with an ASAP podcast. I know we've visited you several times before, and we know all about you from the Natty and Kansas State there with Coach Huggins. But thanks for joining us. And also Polly's Front Porch Restaurant today. I think we did some damage there too.
Absolutely. I think there's a few calories consumed. Speaking of working out, I might have to go get me another workout in a day.
Thanks, Coach, and always appreciate your time and efforts.
Thank you. Thanks.